The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Right now, a Farm Work Appreciation Day on 131060. There's a lot of days to be celebrated today. A
lot of farmers.
Farm Work Appreciation Day, 6th of August, always has, always will be. I mean, every year you see them by the fields, hundreds of strongbacks labouring under the hot summer sun to bring the latest seasonal harvest. I've heard from 457 workers before, and I know they're not the only farm workers, but some of those people who go to 457 Vs and they're like 3 months, 6 months out in the bush to go pick fruit or vegetables so they can stay in Australia for another year.
I've heard English? Anyone.
Yeah, if you want the second year on your visa or something, you've got to go out and do some farm work. Some of the horror stories I've heard from those guys and girls is ridiculous. It's potluck, really, what you get. You could get like a real nice farmer and like a real nice place to stay with like a real cool party vibe. Then you just pick some fruit during the day and it's all nice. Or you've got just like one of the most angry farmers on the planet, pretty much whipping them from behind, doing slave labor, getting them to pick some people get like raspberries, which are quite easy to pick. And then others get things like watermelons, which they live Australia with lower back problems.
Yeah. And you'd literally be doing HIIT grit exercises all day. Like you wouldn't need to go to the gym.
Yeah.
You'd be lifting your watermelon.
Well, that would be the only thing. I think if you had one of those big Geordie Shore gym junkies come out on a 457 visa, I think he's angling for the watermelons. I think he's trying to kill his workout and his farm work in one go.
Makes sense. Probably no gyms, F45s out in the what box.
Absolutely not. If you're more of like a shy, timid sort of Southeast Asian kind of lady, maybe you're going to be one of the blueberries.
Something easy. I'd be one of the blueberries.
Where you can just set up posts for the day, work those little fingers, just picking them off the vine. Maybe a few grapes. I don't know. Got us thinking on 131060 to appreciate the farm work. And calling on anyone here, but especially 457 visa holders, farmers, people who've grown up in regional towns, having to pick off the family vines. What's the toughest, hardest fruit or vegetable to pick?
Hardest to pick out of fruits and vegetables.
I mean, there's a lot of them. There's a lot.
I reckon I'm going kumara. What we call it in New Zealand.
What
you
is
guys
it?
Call it a sweet potato.
The sweet potatoes?
Yeah.
That's
they can be big, hefty things.
Yeah,
in the ground.
Yeah, that's true. For anything where you've got to rummage around in the dirt and you're going to be getting soil in your fingernails all day.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
You find it in your ears months later.
And I feel you're going to have to be on your knees picking around for those as well. But you'd feel like a pig, wouldn't you?
You literally
sniffing
would be
around
in the
for
trough.
Sweet potato truffles.
Give me that kumara.
Yeah. Now, sweet potatoes would be up there, I reckon. Anything where your ass is lower than your head, that's not good.
Yeah.
Sorry, where
back
your head's lower, where your head's lower than your ass. God.
Back problems going on.
Thorns, nettles, ants, I'd imagine could be tough.
What are those dangerous ants? Red ants.
Yeah.
If you get them in your pants.
Yeah, well, I think they'd be infecting a grape or two along the vine. I think I was going to say butternut squash, but I realised they actually grow above ground. I've done a bit more research just a couple of moments ago.
Oh,
butternut
they
squash,
on a little...
You plant them and you germinate them under, but then the butternut squash will rise above the soil. So you're literally just picking them off the ground rather than inside
bending,
the ground.
But nothing
so
too.
I take that back. I'm not going to say that the butternut squash is the toughest fruit or vegetable to pick if you're on a 457 visa. I think I'm with you. I think a potato. A sweet potato or a potato? I believe potatoes grow a bit deeper in the ground than the sweet ones.
You're rummaging around. You need a wee, what are they called? Shovel.
Yeah.
Would you use the shovel? Or would you just be using your hands?
No, I think you got your hands, you got your trussle, you got your trowel, and you got your shovel all at once.
It's a tough day's work getting those potatoes.
I mean, I bet there's a farmer out there right now going, you guys haven't worked a day of farm work in your life,
you
idiot.
We don't know a thing.
Potatoes are very easy to pick out of the ground.
You peasants sitting in the studio.
It's the radishes you got to be careful of. 131060, what's the toughest fruit or vegetable to pick?
The Danny Lakey Late Show. Hardest to pick. Out of fruits and vegetables.
International Farm Worker Appreciation Day, celebrating that. 6th of August, always has, always will be. I wonder what the toughest fruit or vegetable assignment is. If you're sent out to the field and you're tasked with 6 months of collecting that season's fresh produce, what do you not want? What should 457 visas try and get to the back of the room when they all arrive for their 6 month farm stint and that farmer goes, right! Who wants the watermelons?
Not me. And we've both collectively agreed on something. We reckon it's the potato or sweet potato.
Yeah, I think it's something that grows just below ground in the dirt.
A lot of dirt, a lot of hand movement, a lot of ants.
Aren't we being coy though? Maybe it's something that's right under our noses, something small and hard. Maybe it just grinds down your thumbs too quickly with the raspberries or the blackberries. Maybe there's thorns, vines and ants to be fought off there.
We literally don't know a single thing about farming.
Absolutely not. So no. The sooner we move on to these calls, the better. Jess in Newcastle on 131060. Have you had experience with the land before?
Yes. Yeah. Pumpkin.
Pumpkin. Oh, we've got a hard pumpkin.
Heavy.
Yeah.
I did suspect that. I did a little bit of Googling with pumpkins, but I believe they grow above ground. Had you have had the pumpkins growing underground, I would have agreed with you. But what's so tough about the pumpkin, apart from their massive size and heavy weight?
Well, the vine that they grow on, to actually cut them off, you have to use either like a pair of shears or a machete. And when you're doing it for like 8 hours a day, it becomes really intense.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You could easily get a bit, you know, like hazy, sun's going down, you've got a machete, could get your finger.
Now, I'm not trying to put on some sort of bad boy, sort of alpha male persona here, but the fact that you get a free machete alongside your pumpkin picking assignment sort of just ups the glamorosity just a little bit.
No, it does not make it glamorous.
I'd rather be a man with a machete chopping pumpkins than a boy with a little pair of wincy rubber gloves picking raspberries. That's all I'll say.
Yes, it does give you a bit of a badass rip.
I don't know. The first 4 hours you feel pretty good about it, and then about 5 hours into it, you just really couldn't care anymore. You just sort of hacking at it you just don't care.
No, I can understand that, actually. 3 months into a 4, 5, 7 work visa, Steve, you'd be thinking, what is this all for, to be honest?
Take is Australia even that good?
131060, we just lost Teresa. She was very hell-bent on the pineapples. I would love to know why, but she's hung up. One can only imagine that it may have been hard on the fingers, because it's quite an abrasive skin.
Oh, those little bits and would pick, you know, like scratch your fingers. Yeah. You'd be getting, what's it called? Like
blisters.
Pins.
Yeah. Oh, bricks. little vines in there. Yeah, little pineapple splinters. Sean on the Gold Coast on 131060. You've got other ideas. What's the toughest fruit or veg you got to pick?
I'll go for bananas.
Yeah, right.
What?
Yeah.
Bananas. Such a friendly
bananas,
fruit.
Bananas grow in a bunch and on the side of a hill. So typically those bunches go anywhere from about 40 to 90 kilos. Yeah. So having that drop onto your shoulder when it's being cut and then carted across hills up and down on 45 to 60 degree angles, a few hours in you know about it.
It's the it's the terrain. Oh, I think, have you, Shuey Louie, have
plus,
you
got... Plus the spiders, snakes, everything within the bags.
Yeah, it's terrain. Sure. Have you had any experience with banana loads before?
No, I haven't done my 5-7 whatever visa and bananas.
No experience with banana loads. Interesting. Oh. Thanks, Sean. Cheers for that. Teresa on the Sunshine Coast. You are back.
Hi.
Oh, we lost you there. We lost you there.
All pineapples and roses.
See,
tell us.
Teresa, tell us about the pineapples, because me and Shuey Louie were speaking on your behalf thinking that it would be the pointy bits on the pineapple and the aggressive vines up top that would cause most of the mischief.
As we all know, the pineapple plants are very prickly, and you have to get your hands in there, and they scratch you and cut you. It's awful. And they're all very close together, too, the plants.
Oh, you'd be walking away with a few grazes on those forearms.
Oh, you are. It's awful.
Yep. No.
On the back of tractors, you are with those ones, and you're going through the plants. It's really rough going.
Oh, you need goggles.
So
macadamia nuts.
Oh, don't even get me started on macadamia.
No,
I've got a macadamia sauce spot. It was strictly fruits and vegetables. So, it's interesting because Sean talked before about banana loads. Fair to say when you got the pineapples, you get forearm fatigue.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I know it. I know
the
it.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Olivia Newton-John says medical cannabis is the key to her cancer recovery. Yeah, now, well done. More power to her. I mean, this is a lady, Australia's sweetheart. Who doesn't love a bit of ONJ?
I wanna get physical. Let's get into physical.
ONJ says medicinal marijuana is a key part of her treatment for stage 4 cancer. Now, you may remember way back in 1992, Newton-John was diagnosed with breast cancer and beat it. She's a fighter. That's the kind of chick she is. And she's attacking this latest diagnosis with a bit of gusto as well. An exclusive interview with 60 Minutes reporter Liz Hayes, Newton-John says that not only has cannabis assisted her with pain management, sleep and anxiety, but it's having effects on her physical health too. Now, I mean, if you're dealing with something as as hard as that would be, not only physically but mentally as well. Load up on the medicinal cannabis, I say.
I feel like
keyword medicinal.
Keyword
medicinal.
None of that recreational
absolute,
stuff.
No, absolutely not.
But everyone seems to rave about the medical stuff.
Yeah. Well, so they should. I mean, there's a difference between sort of getting the magic stuff, so per se, and putting in a little bit of cannabis oil. Versus the man who's bought a 20 off a stranger down the street, mixes it with Winfield Reds and sucks it out of a Gatorade bottle.
Probably not the same, Lakey.
Slight difference. And that's what muddies all these waters. I mean, your body, your choice. Your lungs, your choice. Whatever. But don't say, yeah, bro, no, cannabis is the way of the future. When you can barely string a sentence together and you live in your mother's basement. You're muddying the waters for people like Olivia Newton-John who are trying to use it in a responsible manner and get better and help ease the pain. I mean, I'm all for ONJ. I'm not for recreational use. Let it be known. Used to do it myself and had crippling anxiety for many years.
About to say, back in your heyday, yeah. You would have.
Robbed me of all of my ambition. Hashtag 5 years sober. Hashtag every day is a struggle.
Keep it that way.
But SoFresh have jumped on board on the medicinal marijuana train. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a big market out there. There's a big market. And this is their latest release. Smoking
pot, pot, pot. SoFresh presents the Medicinal Marijuana Bong Hits Edition. Smoking pot, pot, pot. All your favourite stoner jams in one massive bowl. We mean album. One massive album with Lionel Richie's All Night Bong. I need a bong. I need a bong. Wake and bake with Camila Cabello's Marijuana. Marijuana, ooh, nah, nah. All day I have smoked marijuana, ooh, nah, nah. Now I am eating a lasagna, ooh, nah, nah. Oh no, now I have spilled lasagna all over my pajamas, ooh, nah, 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 nah. Plus the biggest 420 tunes from Marijuana Grande, Angus and Julia Stoned, and James Blunt. Plus Christina Aguilera's Genie in a Gatorade bottle. I have got a bag of weed, so can anyone help me with some papers or a bottle? Hide your stash and open a window with Aqua's Dr. Cones. I am stoned, stoned, and my mum just got home. Get the clear eyes and cologne, like right now, like right now. And tickle your taste buds with old school ABBA. Munchies, 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 I'm so hungry. Get me a Cadbury Twirl. Munchies, munchies, munchies. I'm so hungry. And a crunchy as well. Mmm, chocolate. That'll help with the lack of saliva in your mouth after playing too many Mary Jane saxophones. And I'll speak because of my cotton mouth. Bangers that get you such a dry mouth, you'll drink your own bong water. Gross. You'll be making hotbox memories in the back of your mate's skyline in no time. Let me smoke that bong. Baby. That bong, 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 bong. SoFresh, the Medicinal Marijuana Bong Hits Edition. SoFresh does not promote the use of sweet, sweet Mary Jane in any way. Side effects may include red eyes, elevated heart rate, serious binges on Netflix, and a high compulsion to order Uber Eats. That bong, 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 bong.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Commercial FM hits are taking a break for 30 minutes.
You can't justify this.
What are we going to do instead? It's FM radio. Radio. As you've never heard it before. The mics will be on. The phone lines will be open. And the music will be gone. Five. Four. Three. Two. The Danny Lakey Late Show presents. One. Talkback Tuesday.
Yes. Truly Talk Back Tuesday. You are highly encouraged to call 131060 to use your nouns, verbs and adjectives. Of course, we will have to move you and bop you along if your content is not quite captivating, appealing or just, to be honest, derogatory or a crock of shit. But apart from that, Talk Back Tuesday on the FM airwaves is on. And kicking us off tonight, Tiffany in Brisbane. Good evening.
Hello.
Oh, sounds all above board so far. Chirpy. Nice personality. Let's see if the content's to match. What do you want to say?
So today I was walking back to my car from uni and I swear that I saw an asteroid or some space.
Oh, thank God. Oh, good. No, thank God. I like this a lot because you know what you've actually done there. You've seen some sort of unidentified flying object. You can't quite be sure, but your default response is the logical scientific response. Saying, well, there are millions of pieces of flying bodies going around the Earth at any one time. Prob safe to say it's an asteroid. Whereas someone else, not too dissimilar to you and I, may say, oh my God, saw a UFO today. Oh my God, I'm spooked. I can't even put my finger on it. Oh my God. I like that you've gone the other way first.
At least I didn't say it was from Area 51.
Don't even start on the conspiracy theory. Well done. Do you believe in UFOs, by the way? I mean, I'm not sort of like belittling the fact that there's probably something out there, but I think 99% of people who believe they've seen a UFO probably just saw an asteroid.
Yeah, probably just an asteroid.
Yeah. It's nice to dream, though. Thanks, Tiff. Movie tickets for you. Simone in Melbourne.
How are you going?
Oh, very good. Very good indeed. How are you going?
Oh, well, not so well.
Oh, okay. Why?
I got a parking fine.
Were you parking in the wrong place again without paying your tickets?
Well, I didn't realise, and I was at work, and I got a parking fine at work. Yeah, so pretty much I work today to park at work.
Yeah, so
what
shitty.
What can I do?
Well, just pay the fine and move on. Just think about starving children in India, maybe. Put it all in perspective.
I guess so. When you put it that
way. No, I know the feeling. Yeah. I do know the feeling. Nothing weird. It's the same when you get a speeding fine on the way to work. And then you're like, well, I'm just about to work this off all day, aren't I?
Exactly. Oh, so depressing.
Nothing reminds you that you're a slave to the man and just a pawn in today's society and knowing that you have to work all day, toil and labour, just to pay for being on the road and going 10Ks over or staying on the road.
I wasn't even on the road. I was just parked. Yeah, I wasn't even driving.
No, well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, you were a static. Yeah. You're a static lady. They call you Static Simone. Thanks, Simone. Renee and Beric. Victoria. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Saucy hellos at hotmail.com. Yeah, not bad. How are you?
That's good. I'm pretty good.
Et toi, mademoiselle? What do you want to talk about? Talk back Tuesday after all.
Well, today I had to stay back 2 hours at work because one of the nurses went home with gastro symptoms and at the moment the hospital that we work under has gastro outbreak. And because I work with old people, we have to be really careful. So I have to stay 2 extra hours after an already long 9-hour shift.
All right, guys. I know it's talk back, but it's not just get your gripes off your chest all day. We've all got our struggles.
I know, but you know me. I like to talk.
Yeah, no, I don't know you. I mean, I get it.
I've called a couple of times. I'm surprised you don't remember me.
Many people call. We go through probably about 50 calls a night. Don't take it personally, Renee. I remember I tried to volunteer at an old person's home one Christmas, just like serving up chicken dinners because I wasn't going to be home for Christmas. And I even got a slight sniffle in the registration process on Christmas Eve, and they said I wasn't allowed. They got very frail immune systems, those old people.
Exactly, and that's why we had to stay back 2 hours to clean.
Got something to say? Give us a ring now. 131060. The Danny Lakey Late Show's Talk Back Tuesday.
Luke in Melbourne. Hello.
Hey, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. What can I do for you?
Good. I'm intrigued. So 1360, everyone. Mm. If you're a barista, what's the most amount of sugar anyone's asked for?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. A caller topic within a caller topic. How many sugars is the most that you've had to ever pour into someone's coffee?
I'm not a barista, sorry.
Ah, okay.
I ask for two. Two's the top.
Yeah, I think two's the top as well. Any more than that, you're just going overkill. You may as well just have a Coke.
Oh, mate, you might as well have a jar of sugar.
You may as well. I think the sugar syrup's probably up there as well. How many squirts of the sugar syrup or how many tablespoons of sugar? I used to work at a camp in America. And this lady was literally pouring her sugar in from the little sugar shaker. I thought she was taking the piss. That's why they're so fat over there. Americans, they love their sugary drinks, their big old fat soft drinks, and too much sugar in their coffee. They'll go at least 5 or 6 in each one, and it's just normal. No one would even bat a lash.
Yuck.
I'm an espresso man myself. No milk, no sugar, no bullshit. Do you can have three of those a day. Why bring on the sugar and the milky mess?
No skim milk?
Not even some skim milk. No milk. The zero-calorie coffee. Just give me the caffeine and get on out of there. The double espresso.
What's with this soy milk and almond milk? Yuck, no. Just full cream.
Too many questions.
On the Danny Lakey Late Show, this is Talk Back Tuesday.
Judd in Victoria. Hello?
Yeah, mate, how are you?
Yeah, bloody good, mate. Yeah, we get it. You're an alpha male. You're the most dominant man of the night. Well done. You will score some movie tickets for that.
Mate, I'm a bloke.
Yep, we can tell that.
Bloody, just want to shout out to the Mansfield Shire. Fix up your potholes.
Yeah, fix up your potholes, man, Mansfield Shire. We've been saying that for a while now.
Hey, I know Mozzie.
Yeah, we all know Mozzie, mate. That'll be enough.
Yeah, up in Santa.
Well, that'll be enough from you, good
on
sir.
On Talkback Tuesday, on the Danny Lakey Late Show, if you've got something to say, give us a ring. 131060.
Cass in Churchill, Victoria.
Hey, mate, how you going?
Yeah, good. No more pothole goss, thanks. It's very local for a national show.
All right, well, which way do you want to take this? We can go, I've got a UFO topic, I've got, you know, just random blabbering that, you know, I find fascinating or whatever. I am open to discussion.
Okay. Glenn on the Tweed on 131060. Hello.
Yeah, g'day, boys. How are you?
Yeah, me and the Shy Guy are good. Shuey Louie's still waiting for her personalised greeting.
This is on the Tweed every Tuesday, fishing.
What? What is going on tonight?
Yeah, Why is everybody whinging about parking tickets and seeing it's only money? So you grab your fishing rod, you head in the backyard, and you throw in a line and you catch some flatheads. And then nothing else matters, mate.
Mate, it's one of the great hobbies that I wish I could get into. The only thing scaring me off is how do you know which fish are poisonous and which ones you can pretty much just catch and kill? How do you kill them?
Well, you feed them to your ex-wife.
Okay.
And then she's still okay the next morning. Yeah. You've got to go and catch some more, obviously.
One of the great laughs. Because I remember fishing with my granddad, and I think it was mackerel, maybe herring, and he would grab the fish and he'd go thumb down the throat and snap the neck back. And that always seems now quite counterintuitive to me.
But that's bleeding. You're bleeding the fish.
Yeah, no. I understand that's all right for a mackerel, but could you do that with any fish, or is some going to bite your thumb off?
No, only those leather jackety thingy ones.
See, that's what I mean. There's too many fish in the sea to know about each fish.
We just throw them back and let them live, hey?
Oh, that's a good idea. Well, I'd still
be. We just go to the fish and chip shop and eat that stuff, because that's not real fish. So.
That's not bad. I'd still be afraid getting the hook out of them, though. Sort of like grabbing it and flipping it around. It's true.
Life's too good. I'm a sissy on the estuary.
No, life's good for you, mate. You were born with slightly different genetics to me, but I'm a sissy on the lake. A real sisspot. Harvey on the Gold Coast. Hello. Oh, nope. Stage fright from Harvey. Old stage fright, Harvey. Kat in Townsville. You are a barista, and you claim to have the answer for the most amount of sugars or sugar syrup someone has ordered at the coffee shop.
I do. I thought your previous caller might want an answer.
Well, no doubt he did. 15 sugars.
15 sugars in the one coffee, straight in the cup.
Oh, God. Is he a regular or is this just a one-off?
One-off, but, there's a few that get about eight. It's basically coffee at that stage.
Yeah, so I'm thinking you got a small coffee cup, you do 15 sugars, that's got to be at least a third of the cup, isn't it?
Hard to stir, yeah.
God. Yeah. Are they fat?
No, usually not, surprisingly.
What?
Surprisingly. But as you know, there's other problems that you can also encounter.
Oh, of course. Don't even get me started on heart disease and differing metabolisms within the industry.
That's it.
I appreciate it, Carl.
Got something to say? Give us a ring now. 131060. The Danny Lakey Late Show's Talk Back Tuesday.
Craig in far North Queensland. North Queensland wasn't north enough for you.
No, not quite. Like, the Barra's not biting out the dam and stuff like that.
Okay. That's all right.
But, yeah, I was doing security years ago, coming back from the dam. There was a huge flash light, and I had to pull over because it blinded me. And what was it, reports on the radio the next day, like people have seen a UFO over Cairns. And, spoke to,
You just went on a rant and I had to stop you.
Please, I don't have any time for any gossip now.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, it never sounds like a credible source when you ask for UFO stories. So it's very one of those slow, I'll tell you. I was out one night in the cornfields. Yeah, but if you're a businessman, if you work in finance and you've seen a UFO, give us a call. It's never the people who can spin a fast yarn with those stories. That's why we never do UFO sightings. Very bizarre. Bryce in Townsville on 131060. Agree or disagree that there is a certain category of person that claims to have seen UFOs?
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
you're also a barista?
Yeah, no, in one of the small coffees that we had someone order 14 sugars and then a caramel syrup on top.
Now, were they morbidly obese?
No, they were skinny, and it's a regular person that comes through our drive-thru. Mm.
There was always that malnourished kid in school that would drink like a 2-litre bottle of Coke. They'd be given $2 for the day and they'd just be happy with like a 2-litre bottle of Coke or a 2-litre bottle of ice cola or something. And they'd be thin as.
I have a friend like that.
Yeah. God, you'd be pissed off if you're on the wrong end of the metabolism stick, weren't you?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's really weird because like he's not as skinny, but then it's me and I can't do that.
Yeah. A moment on the lips, a lifetime on the hips. You and me both, Bryce. You and me both. I think that call's going to score you the wine in a can tonight, big boy. Well done. Well done. Wine in a can for you?
Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. No worries. Low in sugar as well. Enjoy delicious and beautifully designed Crafters Union wines available in major retailers. That is all for the Danny Lakey Late Show. Shall see you tomorrow. Shall do. It'll be a Wednesday by then.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Danny Lakey Late Show. This is great. The future's here. I love this six-sorted scientist stuff. Scientists claim to have grown the world's first ever human-monkey hybrid embryo in a lab in China.
I have so many questions.
Go on then, shoot them, because I'm your guy.
So was it grown in a human, in a mum's tummy?
No, test tube.
And did it come out so there was a little half-human monkey or what?
No, so they got it to 14 days where it was visible and you could tell it was like a half-human, half-monkey shape, but then they decided to abort it because A, they're like, oh shit, yes, it works. B, oh shit, we don't want a little human, half-human, half-monkey scurrying around. So we'll abort it because then technically it's ethical in the science world because after 14 days they develop a central nervous system. So they aborted it before what's called the red line.
Oh my God, imagine if they'd given birth to it and then there was just this little monkey baby.
Well, that's
what the
exactly
hell?
Right.
And then the Planet of the Apes would take over.
Well, there's very much the likelihood in future of this happening. And the scientists are saying it's all for good because this could lead to the use of animals for human organ transplants. And, you know, there's a whole heap of good reasons. You wouldn't want this to get into the wrong hands. This man, Juan Carlos Ispizua Belmonte, he's the man responsible behind all this. He's the brainchild. He's the scientist behind it. And he had to move to China to do it because that's the only country that will allow such mad science experiments. And he's also responsible for creating the first human-pig hybrid back in 2017. Don't mind a human-pig.
So the same thing, but a little piggy version.
Yeah, he's just mixing humans and animals at his own little disposal. And none have been completely birthed yet, but the science is now there that, hey, you don't abort the fetus after 14 days, you can have your little human monkey or your human
That's
piggy.
It's scary because they'd take over the Earth and something dangerous would happen.
Well, I mean, I reckon I could take on at least 8 or 9 baby human pigs.
Yeah, but they'd grow into be human pigs.
Well, not if you took them out straight away. But the thing is, I mean, I feel this technology has always been floating around for a while. Seemed to always be a kid in school that sort of looked a little bit like an animal. Well, I don't
you
think I'm.
They were birthed over there in Japan.
I've seen many human, and I'm not being horrible here. I've seen many human pigs before, where they're human, but they've got a tinge of Little Miss Piggy about them.
Yeah, I had a girl at school, and she had a little piggy nose and little curly ringlets.
Yeah, oh, the ringlets help.
Yeah,
the ringlets really help.
She was a full
pig. Yeah, maybe a little pigtail at the end as well, just for character.
Quite pink coloured skin as well.
We went to school with a human rat.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of rats.
Yeah, half human, half rat. It was that kid that would always wear track pants no matter the weather, and he had like 8 siblings. He was that guy. Just the little buck teeth, chewing cheese in the corner.
A lot of birds human rat. As well. A lot of birds, yeah.
I don't know if I've come across a human bird.
Oh, really? Yeah. I went to uni with a bird girl.
What sort of bird?
She was just pale, quite big nose.
Yeah, right, had the beak. So there's the centerpiece, the whole thing. Yeah, it's like not bad.
Glasses.
Yeah, I don't mind that. And some people who own it as well. I mean, we've got a bloke here who works at the station, and he loves it. He wears his as a badge of honour. He's a human koala.
That's cute. Yeah. I wouldn't mind if I had to pick one animal. It would probably be a koala because they're quite cute.
He's got that little hook nose and the little ears that stick out and quite the prominent cheekbones. He goes around. He introduces himself as Blinky Bill.
Oh, that's cute. I like that.
The old human koala. 131060. Do you know a human that looks a bit like an animal?
So just pick up your phone. Yes, please call up the show. We're asking, do you know a human animal?
I mean, we don't have to name and shame. It might be a positive, it might be a negative. Yeah, we did have a human horse in high school.
That's a negative.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. It was unfortunate for the human horse. It was all right. We had a human donkey as well after I graduated. You may ask the difference. Like a human horse, but more mopier.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Human animals. Calls on the air.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
So just pick up your phone. Yes, please call up the show. We're asking, do you know a human animal?
Comes off the back of scientists claiming to have grown the world's first ever human-monkey hybrid. And this man is no stranger to combining animals and humans. In 2017, Juan Carlos was also responsible for creating the first human-pig hybrid. To which I would rebuttal and say, Carlos, stop wasting your time. We've seen many a human piggies trotting around. Some people have a piggish vibe. And some you can have a couple of hot piggies in there as well. Don't get me wrong.
What animal would you say I've got a vibe of?
Not everyone has an animal. And I know you want me to say, oh, you're a human unicorn, or oh, you're a human gazelle or something. But to be honest, there's nothing biting out at me. And I'll take that as a win tonight, I'd say.
Do you want me to tell you what you would be?
Oh, are you? Don't be clutching at straw. Do I genuinely look like an animal?
If I had to pick one animal.
You don't have to.
Okay, I won't.
Don't say badger. Don't say badger. I got called the human badger once.
I'd say you've got a tinge of a bird vibe.
How dare you? Oh, the human piggies over
Sorry,
there.
Sorry, I am a human pig.
Glass houses. More on that later on. Shannon in Sydney on 131060. Are you the human animal hybrid in question? Or.
No.
Are you. No, okay, this is good. No, it's much better being on that side of the fence, as I've realised. Very fun before, until I was labelled the human bird. Who did you go to school with then?
I went to school with a boy and we nicknamed him Wombat.
Great.
He looked like a wombat.
Yeah, cool.
See, that's quite cute. I imagine it'd be a little podgy thing.
Nah, yeah, and I don't
mind
that.
Yeah, he was really cute.
When they've got a cute vibe and they're still quite attractive and it's quite a loving, endearing animal and it's all out in the open, love it. Oh, look, cute wombat. Hey, wombat. No, but at least it's down there in the open. And that's something that I look back upon quite toxically. We never let the human horse know that she was the human horse.
Well, you wouldn't. That's a terrible thing to look
at. I'm just saying.
I bet her face nearly touched the ground.
Shoey Louie, up and about tonight.
God, I am.
Thanks, Shannon. I don't mind that. You know what? I'd love to introduce the human wombat to the human koala in our office.
Oh, wouldn't they make a cute couple?
That'd be great, hanging out in the gum trees together. We just need to find a human kangaroo. We've got the whole cast of Blinky Bill back together again. Taylor in Frankston on 131060. You got a human animal hybrid?
Yeah, me and my partner went to school with this guy that looked like the rat teacher off the show Arthur when we were growing up as kids.
Oh, I know the exact rat.
Yeah, his little prominent nose.
It wasn't just him, it was his whole family looked exactly the same, and they used to like make up these mean memes about him and send it to him.
That's just cruel. Leave the rat
alone. It was a real good feel-good story when you heard about the family of rats from Frankston until the horrible meme queen came in.
Rude.
I bet. Did you see him during high school as well where he started growing his whiskers? Because rats take on a whole life of their own once they hit puberty as well. They go to another level.
he's only just started growing a beard, so the teasing's kind of come back, and now they're telling him that he's come into his rat stage more.
Yeah, great. A mature rat. And rats always hit puberty, like, that's a common thing. That's a parallel we can draw with all human rats.
I feel sad from the rat family.
Yeah, I know. Really wish we didn't hear about that meme, but I should have dumped it. Should have. Too late.
It's worse than a swear word.
Patty in Melbourne, we're quickly getting the whole menagerie here. We've had the human wombat, the human rat. We've talked about human pigs, human birds, human donkeys, human horses, and human koalas. What have you ran into?
How are you, mate? Went to school with a bloke. He's pretty smart. Mm. He was in math class. Mm. But big wing nuts on him and a big long nose, so we used to call him Dumbo.
Yeah.
Aww. A bit funny. He always got getting caught up in the running races while he's too slow because he's big, you know, things
big ears
flap around in the wind. But guess what? I reckon he wanted to change to a different animal now, to a curly tail and a big pointy snout, because he's a top copper.
Oh, there you go. Oh, the Dumbo got the best.
Hey, human elephant transitioning into a human pig, I think, is what you're saying. What you're saying, Patty. Naughty Patty.
Oh.
Human naughty man.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
It's time to do a very special version of Radio Tinder.
I love you.
Hey.
Swipe left. Swipe right. It's Australia's most love-matched radio segment.
Is that your
Google? The Danny Lakey Radio Show's Radio.
Shy Guy.
Tinder.
Yeah.
Yes, Shy Guy. Every single bit of voice extra in that bit was you. Even the giggle.
Great.
No sound effects or anything.
It's great. A cute giggle. It was quite seductive.
Yeah, I reckon the ladies might go wild for a little giggle like that. Give it. Can we just get one more custom Shy Guy giggle?
No.
Come on, Shy Guy.
Come on.
Open up.
I don't
ladies
have
are
giggle.
Attracted to men who wear their hearts on their sleeves.
I can't giggle on cue.
You can. I can.
Oh, that's so fake.
Go on,
well,
Shy
that's
Guy.
That's what yours was.
I'm not give doing it.
No. Jesus Christ. What have we done?
He's not doing anything on the date. He's not speaking.
131060, due to overwhelming demand on the Instagram page of requests on whether the Shy Guy is indeed single and if he's open to dating ladies, the answer is yes. And we thought, as a very special Radio Tinder tonight, we will do Dating with the Shy Guy. Traditionally, we have a female on the line right now and soliciting for males. Can I stress enough that we now have the Shy Guy on the line and are soliciting for females? Females with a bit of gusto who take the bull by the horns and aren't afraid to show a Shy Guy some ways. Unless you've got other ideas, Shy Guy. I mean,
yeah,
please,
you can see him
butt in it at any time.
Maybe
you're looking for a Shy Girl as well. Maybe you two will just communicate via brain chemistry.
Shy,
and
but not. Yeah. I don't know.
Jesus.
I think what he means,
I'm his translator.
He wants an outgoing girl, but no one arrogant.
I'm not outgoing at all, though.
Yeah.
At all.
Okay.
That's why you're called the Shy Guy.
Breaking news, guys. Shy Guy is
Breaking.
Not outgoing.
Did anyone hear that?
The only other fear I have tonight with the Shy Guy going outside of his comfort zone, which we saw last week at Sexpo when he was a fake porn star, is that he may be so shy in this segment that even the most dominant of females, who like to boss around their boys like little bitches, won't call in because he's too shy, making the Shy Guy, after this failed segment, even shyer than ever. No!
Could this be the first Radio Tinder where no one's caught up, though?
Look, the
only
lines are gone. We've got
only
Ashley.
Time will tell. All Shy Guy, you've got to show a bit more confidence. You've got to fake it until you make it. What are you looking for in a woman apart from her being outgoing?
Well, no, I don't want her to be too outgoing because then she'll drag me to things I don't want to go to.
Okay, apart from being...
So he wants someone who's going to get his Guzman in bed.
Yes.
With Pringles.
Describe
and
your
order
Describe
like
your
an Uber
woman.
Eats.
Okay, lights. Nights in.
Nights in.
Yep.
TV movies.
Okay.
What movies?
Going to bed early on the weekend.
Okay.
How early?
Like 10, 11 p.m.
10, okay. And what movies?
Anything. Disney movies that we were talking about before. Give those a watch again.
Uh-huh.
And what treats? What Uber Eats?
What, just anything. Guzman.
You love
Domino's,
nachos.
McDonald's, all the bad stuff.
What was your last girlfriend like?
I've never actually had a proper girlfriend.
Whoa. No. Your chance to pop the champagne bottle tonight, ladies. Whoa. All of a sudden, stocks are up. Stocks are up. They pay a lot for a boy like you in prison. Seriously, they do. They do. No, in prison, they pay a lot for boys like you.
That's a whole different phone.
All I'm saying is, all of a sudden, their ears are pricked up. This is someone who you could mould into whatever you want.
You're asking for like dominatrixes to call.
Good, please. Don't call. Someone whip this boy into shape, for goodness sake. This is like buying a cement block that you can sculpt yourself. Wow.
Yeah, but I don't want to get someone and then change them.
No.
I want someone to be them.
You couldn't possibly change them.
And then to like me for me, not
you
want to change me.
You couldn't possibly change them. They'll be changing you. 131060. If you like the sound of the Shy Guy or are willing to give the Shy Guy a go, give us a bell right now or forever hold your peace, keeping in mind that if we don't get three callers, the Shy Guy's confidence may be too far gone to ever get him back to do anything on this show ever again. Ladies, 131060, the Shy Guy. You prepare three questions, all right? Write them down.
I'll get writing.
Clear your voice. Reset. We'll get the ladies on next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Right around the country it is, the Danny Lakey Late Show.
I love you.
Hey. Swipe left. Swipe right. It's Australia's most love-matched radio segment. The Danny Lakey Radio Show's radio.
Shy Guy.
Tinder.
It is. Yeah. Well, yeah, it is. It's Radio Tinder with Shy Guy. The world's most shy guy. Shy guy. Who gets even shyer when he's actually on the radio. I'm not going to smoke and mirrors this Shy Guy. The second the mics are off, you start spitting and trading hot barbs. All of a sudden, you're looking at the screen, going window shopping. Who's called in here? No, I think she might be a bit too young. She might be a bit too old. No, she's a little too smart for me. Can we drop her, please? Shy Guy.
No, hang on. I never shy said to drop anyone.
You suggested. You implied.
I didn't say it, though.
All I ask, Shy Guy, is that you reveal your true character and innermost thoughts on the air. Don't wait for me to turn off the mic.
Who did he say to drop?
I won't say right now. She hasn't been dropped, to be honest. But we do have lady number one who likes the allure of Shy Guy, who's intrigued by the Shy Guy. And I like this because we have had a lot of calls come through. This is great for the Shy Guy's confidence. This is great knowing for Shy Guy's...
I am glad at least three people called.
Many more than three called. And it's great for Shy Guys all around the country, knowing that not all women are attracted to outrageous macho confidence. And lady number one is Lily. Hello, Lil.
Hi.
Oh. Hi, Lily.
He's got a big red grin.
He's experiencing the thrill of the Lil. And
can I just say, this is half because I'm nervous about what's happening here.
Good. So you should be. These are normal feelings. Now, Shy Guy, Lily is 22. She's a skin and laser technician. She's cool. A bit of an introvert as well. Loves watching old TV shows, 164 centimetres, bluish grey eyes, freckles, blonde hair. Looking for someone who's caring and honest. This sounds nice.
That's me.
There you go.
That can be caring and honest.
Yes. What's your question to Lily, Shy Guy?
Lily, my question to you is if we were to go out on a date and we would go to Guzman and Gomez, obviously, what would you order?
Okay, this is really embarrassing. I've never had it, so I would be open to try anything on the menu.
Okay, so like it's Mexican themed, kind of. What's like your Mexican?
He's pushing. He's going hard here.
Nachos for sure.
Great. Nachos. I get that weekly.
You like? Oh wow!
My God, he's so
nachos
weird.
Buddies.
So cool.
Nachos buddies. You guys can get one nachos and have two hands, and then you can play all like
oh
instead
cute.
Of footsies,
extra
you can use your
cheese.
Fingers. There you go.
Bit of sour cream, wipe it off each other's lips.
Lily has never had Mexican. You can show her. Lily, Mexican has never had... So Shy Guy has never had his nipples licked. So you can show him. You can both learn something on the date if all goes
they
well.
They might not be into that. Like, usually they decide that on
just
their own.
From like 10 to 100 real quick.
I can guarantee that at least one in two people are into licking or having nipples licked. One of you is licking. Lily, thank you. Hold the line. Shy Guy, remember how you felt.
Yep.
Cassie is lady number two. Hello, Cass.
Hi, how's it going?
Very good.
Hey. What are you doing? I'm doing this because I'm nervous.
Good, Shy Guy. You keep being you.
It's awkward.
21, works at Liquorland, strawberry blonde hair, green eyes, sings, hangs out with dogs, has a German Shepherd looking for a nice, sweet guy and going camping, etc. Now, Shy Guy, two quick fire questions here. Do you like camping and do you like dogs?
I go camping. I wouldn't say I like it. I do it like once a year.
It's a chore.
I do do it. I do more of it. What's the luxury camping called?
Glamping.
Glamping. Glamping. I do that.
Okay. Love glamping.
And I still do my whole 12-hour sleep. I don't wake up early.
Yep. And do you like dogs?
Dogs are all right.
Okay.
All right.
I've never had one. So.
Well, you can be the father to her German Shepherd.
I don't even know what a German Shepherd looks like. Is that the one on the toilet
paper?
Oh,
my God.
Ads?
No. No, it's not. No.
Wow. Went downhill real quick.
I mean, we have a decision here whether to get bogged down in trying to describe to the Shy Guy what a German Shepherd is, or for the Shy Guy to just wipe his slate clean and try and distract Cassie.
How often
that he doesn't
do you
enjoy
go
her
camping,
hobbies.
Cassie? How often, like...
How often do I go camping?
Yeah.
You wrote down a question.
Stick to the script. What is that?
I can't off book.
No. Who cares? What's
going
to...
You're not going rogue. What? Ask your question.
Once or ten. Doesn't matter. What are you going to find out from that? She likes camping.
Yeah, all right. Cassie,
we're
what's...
like grumpy parents.
Well, wow. He's written down his things. He's trying to he's trying to riff, and I'm not liking the camping riffs.
Number two.
What's more important in a relationship, Cassie, trust or sex?
Definitely trust.
Cool, I agree.
Yeah.
You have to trust. You have to trust.
They're so trustworthy.
Have
this
to
is adorable.
You have to trust that your partner is very good at sex. You have to trust them on
exactly.
their word.
There you go.
Shy Guy, what's more important to you, trust or sex?
Trust.
Yeah.
100%.
Trust.
You can't have one without the other.
He's a man of
one of the great quotes from the Shy Guy. Shy Guy. Lady number three, Hong. Hello, Hong.
Hey, Hong.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I think we found ourselves a little shy girl for the Shy Guy.
Like, you always pull the music down at the worst time.
27, paralegal. Owns her own business.
Wow.
She matched with Lakey on Tinder at one point. Did we, Hong?
We didn't have to mention that part.
Did we
have a chat?
Yeah.
Did we?
But I thought you were too outgoing for me, but I'm pretty outgoing, but I thought you were too outgoing.
Ah, classic.
She told me that off air.
Yeah, no, it's fair enough. She needs a shyer guy. I hear ya. Asian, 158 centimetres tall, black hair, looking for a sweet and funny shyer guy. There it is. Shy guy, what's your question to Hong?
My question to you, Hong, is describe your idea of a perfect night out.
Depends on who I'm with, but if I'm with my partner, then it'd be Netflix and wine, and provided we're watching something good, and I'll keep going until we'll find something good to watch.
Mm. You like that? Shy guy? Bit of Netflix with Hong?
Yeah.
Yeah?
What kind of movies do you like, Hong?
I don't watch any movies that are coming in lately, but I like watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine and Lucifer.
Okay. All right, TV, that's cool. I've never seen Lucifer, but cool.
You can watch it together.
Bring the music back, Lakey.
I will pay hundreds of dollars to watch you date any one of these girls. Let me be a fly on the wall. Please, please, please. The time has come, Shy Guy.
Can you pick all three?
We cannot. Unfortunately, we cannot bend the rules in Radio Tinder, no matter how shy the man is.
Thank God for that.
Do you choose?
Not that there's anything wrong with
I couldn't think of anything worse than having three dates organised for me.
He is getting sassy.
Shy Guy.
Yes.
Lady number one, Lily. Lady number two, Cassie. Or lady number three, Hong. Who do you take to be your lawfully wedded shy girl?
Look at his little smirk.
Look at his Adam apple bouncing up and down.
Number one, Lily.
Oh,
I knew it.
I knew it. Yeah,
the nachos.
The second he experienced the thrill of the Lil. Lily, do you take the shy guy?
Thrill of the Lil, I like that one.
Yeah. Do you take the shy guy to be your lawfully wedded boyfriend?
A boyfriend's going a bit far, but I'd definitely like to meet him.
They're both so shy. Just say yes. Oh, he's got such a big grin.
Hold the line, Lily. Shy Guy, we'll get to you as soon as the ad break happens. Shy Guy and Lily sitting in a tree. K-I-S-I-N-G. First comes Shy Guy, then comes Lily. Oh, my God. She's playing with his willy.
Sorry.
Didn't have to be said. That rhymed.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Every now and then, like if someone like asks what my name is and I'll introduce myself to them, I'll say, oh, yeah, name's Danny. And occasionally, usually 50-year-old men who are half cut at clubs, who go, "Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling, Danny boy." I'm like, "Oh, yeah, I get it. Like, I've heard that one. Yeah, Danny boy, classic. Yeah, I'm Danny. You like the song Danny boy. You've made the connection. Very nice. I've had it many times before. And the second that I'm about to reach boiling point with that very old tradition, I sort of think, well, hang on, it could be so much worse. I mean, my name could have a real dark tinge to it, something that it came along through no fault of my own, through pop culture, and all of a sudden my name is associated with that forever. Could be a movie, could be a meme, could be a song.
Oh, I know a meme. Karen.
Karen. Karen may be the most affected of all names. And it never used to be like that. Pre-meme, Karen was fine.
You could be a Karen and just be love and life. Mm-hmm. And then this meme comes out. You're not just a Karen anymore.
The viral meme, of course, that all Karens complain to managers. And managers will literally be out of a job if people called Karen cease to exist. Love to hear from Karens on 131060 on...
We feel for you, Kezzers.
...whether your life has been affected since the great Karen May I Speak to the Manager memes probably surfaced around 2015. Have been bubbling to the surface ever since.
It's been a while for the Karens.
Chad's another one. I think Chad's the male Karen, isn't it? Different, of course. Probably more through Hollywood pop culture, where a stereotypical Chad is that jock lacrosse player who has no time to fall in love with a woman. We'll just wham you, bam you, and thank you, ma'am you. Love to hear from any Chads who struggle to find love on 131060. There's probably some great Chads out there that have been tarnished for all of eternity. You know what? Who I'd love to hear from? An Isis.
Is that a name?
Absolutely, it's a name.
Is it?
Yeah. Many Isises were born pre-ISIS. They've
that's
come from
got to be the worst.
Well, I think so. I'd love to hear from Isises on how your name's changed since Isis, because it sounds like quite a pretty name until the negative connotation came in.
Oh, yeah. What about Alexas?
Oh, yeah.
The Amazon thing.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt there'd be an Alexa or two out there now in the workplace. Yeah. And they'd be bossed around now. It was on Alexa's monitor. Hey, Alexa, go get us a coffee.
Good one, Chad.
Alexa's would be pissed off. Has your name got a dark side on 131060? That's what we're asking.
Is there a dark side to your name?
Your name.
Is there a dark side to your name? Because, yeah, I get the occasional Danny boy, but I consider myself lucky. It could have been so much worse for
Danny
me.
Danny boy.
You know another one that's not going to be happy?
Not happy, Jen!
That's a famous Yellow Pages advert here in Australia.
Oh, is it?
Absolutely.
Jan.
One of the great adverts. And I'd imagine Jans would have heard that time and time again when introducing themselves, maybe later at a club. Jeffs. You got a feel for a Jeff.
My name is Jeff.
Got a feel for a Jeff. 22 Jump Street.
Oh, yes.
Very famous Vine getting around. I'd imagine there's a couple of Jeffreys out there. Hi, my name's Jeff. What's yours?
No.
My name is Jeff.
I love that scene.
Yeah. 131060. Does your name have a dark side? What happens when you introduce people?
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Is there a dark side to your name?
Your name.
Yeah, too often we're talking about the lighter side of someone's name. And if you've got a name out there that isn't immediately met with some sort of viral meme, a Hollywood piece of dialogue or a song lyric, consider yourself very lucky. I'm always looking to fill my glass up to a half full amount. Because even though every now and then an old man likes to go, "Oh, Danny boy," and look into my eyes and try and serenade me whilst he's beer breath hazes my gaze at him, I think, you know what, it could have been so much worse. It could have been so worse. Much like Isis in Bendigo, who has been affected by the great Isis scourge.
My game.
Isis?
G'day, how you going?
Whoa, was expecting a girl there for half a second.
Me too.
Thought Isis was a girl's name.
Oh, feel a bit offended.
Well, it's the least of the offence that you got to worry about, apparently. How has life changed for you?
Oh, look, all my friends, you know, they give me a hard time. And, like, the footy team, bloody hell, like, yeah.
Oh, the lads, a lot of stuff.
So, I'd imagine, because you're from Bendigo, you're probably playing AFL, and it's very lead-up and mark the footy sort of game. And they're usually calling ISIS, ISIS, ISIS on the field.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Not a bad sort of sense of attack against the other team.
Yeah, when you're playing against opposition, they're kind of like, oh, what the hell?
Yeah,
like,
no doubt. They're all looking around. All right, come on, boys, head up. Head over the footy still. No, we literally just had a terrorist attack on the field. No. That's number 19 running around. He's just kicked another goal on you. Come on, pick it up. Pick it up, boys. Thanks, ISIS. Josh, in Newcastle, you had an ex-missus called something.
Miss Jackson.
I mean, I won't because I'm a good guy.
The Klesser. I might.
But I want to...
Sorry, Miss Jackson.
I want to sort of go through the archives here and just pick out a bit of Outcast and play the I'm Sorry, Miss Jackson. I want
to. You hate
it. Yeah, I bet she would. Sorry, Miss
Jackson. Ooh, I am for real.
How often does it come up? Because is she introducing herself as Miss Jackson?
Nearly every day it comes up.
Right. Is she a teacher?
And I'm a bit of a... No, she works in retail and her badge has Jackson on it. So, and I'm a bit of a stir the pot. So
well,
I like to do it.
No doubt. It must have weighed in the lady's mind when you were down on one knee. Sorry, I mean, I like this guy. But there will be Outcast references for the rest of my life. Alan in Brisbane. I think I know where this one's going. Hello.
How's it going?
Yeah, very good.
Alan.
Thank you.
Alan.
Alan. Alan. Alan.
What about the Steve part?
Alan.
Yeah, no, we do need another. We need a Steve to get on the line as well. We could just have a Steve call in to support Alan emotionally.
I used to work with a Steve and the rest of the office used to say that all the time to us both.
No, you didn't. Yeah. You can't get away from it if you got your Steve on board too.
That's exactly it.
If you're ever out and about and you introduce yourself to someone and you realise their name's Steve, is there that little nudge, that little wink going, all right, let's just keep this all under wraps. We both know the damage that is capable here.
That's exactly it.
I'd imagine Alan Key from time to time, maybe a few Alan's Lollies references thrown in.
Yes, definitely.
I love Alan's Lollies lots. It was one of the great jingles back in the mid-noughties. Thanks, Alan. Nicole in Brisbane, wrap this up on 131060. What are you forever associated with?
That YouTuber chick that was always like, hey guys, it's Nicole.
I loved her.
I don't know if I've seen her.
Oh, Lakey, I'll show you after this.
It's the worst.
I think the audio geezer's probably cooked something up.
Hey guys, it's Nicole.
Why do people
like
that?
She was like this long hair and big glasses. And
oh,
she,
like a nerdy YouTuber.
Bless her soul, but she could not sing and she would just keep going and going and going.
So what, you'll literally introduce yourself to people and then they'll just be like,
hey guys, it's Nicole.
Well, that's their knee-jerk reaction.
Every time I'm at work and I just do something stupid, they just look at me and say it like it's the stupid alter ego.
Hey guys, it's Nicole.
Hey guys, it's Nicole.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
I've got a lot of good entrepreneurial ideas, but usually when you don't... Heaps.
You've never told me one.
Oh, that's what a great entrepreneur does. He never goes dishing out his secrets.
No, you just say your
ideas.
Idea and then you go copyright.
Yeah, well...
That's what I do.
Well, this one, I'm copywriting it before I even say it because this is something where I've crunched all the numbers and it's... very, very cheap for me to run. In fact, I can almost run this entrepreneurial business as I'm working, doing my normal job right here.
Have you told work about this?
Have not.
You told the bosses they're not across it?
No, copyright that. Copyright, whatever the bosses say, doesn't matter. Human Shazam. Get around me. Get around me. Now, obviously, I've got access.
It's already an app.
Nah, that's where you're wrong, Shuey Louie. Shazam is a great app in its own way, but it's got a few faults of its own. One, you need to be listening to the song at the time for Shazam to identify the song. Sometimes people are driving. Sometimes it's too late for people.
How are you going to, do that while it's not playing?
People ring me up. They hum the song, they tell me whatever lyrics, whatever information they have about that song, but they can't quite put their finger on what the song is, who the artist is, what the song title is. They ring me up, I decipher, I've got the whole music library here, I can maybe do a little search, I've got a whole team of people here
who I can
pay small amounts of money to also help me.
He's got other work to do.
Excuse me, and we've got a whole army of listeners out there, music lovers... who freelance for maybe a small reward.
I'd love you to put this past
and help
the boss.
People as well. If you've got a song that you don't know the name of, you don't know who sings it, but you've just got a little clue and you love the song. 131060 to test out for a limited time a free service I'm providing. Human
People
Shazam.
Just use their free.
What's that song? What's that song? You know the one that you like, but you can't quite put your finger on.
I'd love to just test the waters and see how much demand there is out there. Because occasionally we get Instagram messages saying, oh, what was that song? You played it at Thursday at 9:46. Oh, I've missed the name of the song, but what are you guys like this? And we're too busy to respond to all that. But I can provide a live free service.
I think I've got one, actually.
Great. All of a sudden you're like, oh, now you realise
no,
the
service. No, I'm not on board.
You're on board with the service. Okay,
it's,
sure.
It goes, I don't know the lyrics, but it's like,
lover, lover, you don't treat me no good no more. Get around me. Don't even need to touch that in the library.
Well, I think you might be right. Play the actual song.
Well, I'll need a little bit more time because I'm not sure if
I don't know how good your idea is then, Lakey.
If the actual title is that and there's a lot of songs in the system of lover, lover. Maybe it's treat me no good no more. Treat me.
Treaties.
Oh, look at the phone calls coming through. Think of fast. Oh, here we go. Is it Sonia Dada? You don't treat me no good.
Lover, lover, this is it.
Get around me.
Oh, God.
Huge. Thank you.
Good God.
A free service for a limited time. If there is a song that's been weighing on your mind and you can't quite put your finger on it, 131060. Bearing in mind that next month the app will go public and it will be $2 per song. The Danny Lakey Late Show.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
What's that song? What's that song? You know the one that you like, but you can't quite put your finger on.
It is the Danny Lakey Late Show, and I'm providing a free service tonight. And I mean, get in quick because this is something that's going to take off. It will soon be a service that you do have to pay for, but like all great apps, ideas, inventions, you make it available to the general public first, create a bit of buzz in the beehive, and then you pounce on the money opportunities. I'll be rich! If you've got a song that you don't know the artist or title of, but you really want to know that song, give me a bell. I've got a whole library of songs here.
I've got
a whole arsenal of assistants and staff working for me.
Geezer's out there in his audio booth ready on the buttons.
And let's not forget, if any of our staff can't help you, we do offer a money-back guarantee, partly because we have the rest of Australia listening who are also welcome to call in for a small reward if they solve the song as well. Ali in Melbourne, great
Hello.
To have you taking part in the service and capitalising on the free market at the moment. Please
That's
give us
very
any
privileged.
Information you have on the song that you want to know.
Okay, it's not much, so I apologise in advance.
No, we deal with this kind of thing all the time. It's okay.
Okay. Oh, 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 oh. That's all I've got.
Ooh, tough case.
Wait, one more time.
Oh.
And then it's like, dun, 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 dun.
Yeah. Yep.
Ooh.
No, it sounds
ooh,
like a Wiggles song.
Looks like one of, no, look,
no, I don't know what
looks
it's
looks like one of my staff can help you out here. So hang on.
Extract on it. So you do your bit, Ali.
Okay. Oh, 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 oh.
No, that's not a song.
It's well, like, that's like the backing
me.
Track, yes?
Let me not give you the first written warning. This is a staff member helping our customers. You can't tell her what it is not she wants to know.
Well, I think it's more like a...
Oh, oh, oh.
I think it's more like a grunge rock. One more time, Ellie.
Oh, God, okay, all right.
That's Green Day's Old Love. Is that it?
No, I don't think so. Okay, I think it's more, I'm feeling it's more poppy.
I don't know what that is, but I like
Guy
it.
Guy Sebastian, what do we have here? Someone, because I can freelance the market, ringing in, who suggests they know the song. Christian, hello.
Hey, buddy. It's The Heat Is On.
The Heat Is On. Let me type this in. We can't offer you any payment during this stage of the app release, but there may be a job for you if you can nail this.
I hope this is right.
Is it Glenn Frey, The Heat Is On?
The Heat Is On.
Yeah.
There we go.
Nailed it, Ellie, with the oh, whoa, oops.
There you go. The heat is on Glenn Frey. You can just hold the line and give us your email address. We will be contacting you nonstop for future offers when the company
goes
public.
Well
done, Christian. Well done, Christian. There's definitely a job in there for you. Sean in Albury, you love the service. You've heard the miracle results that we can work here. And you've got a song that's been giving you the willies for a while.
Oh, I have. It was back in the 90s when I used to be on the Source a bit.
Oh, yeah.
It was a guy was singing and he said, "I'll be your Superman, but you're my kryptonite."
Now,
it's a classic.
Immediately, I think Three Doors Down.
Yeah, it's a classic. I'll be your kryptonite.
No, it's not the one that you Google it and it comes up, and I've been through everyone on the Google and none of them are it.
I mean, very, very peculiar to have two songs that have kryptonite and Superman in the same list.
Yeah.
Okay, I know you think you know what it is not, but can I just run this past? It would be irresponsible as a business owner to not suggest this. It's not that.
No, that's not it.
I think you might be wrong, Sean. I don't want to say it, but I think you could be wrong.
You may have drank too much in the
90s. On the booze.
Maybe.
Too many schooners for you, mate.
The only other thing I've got here in my system at the moment is Guy Sebastian's kryptonite. Don't hear any Superman kryptonites in that, though.
No.
Okay.
What if you try Superman?
I am. I'm going to type in Superman right now as one word.
Soldier boy up in the... Oh!
Oh, hang on. We've got a few things here. We've got Sunshine Superman by Donovan. That could be something. We might be on to something. No, that doesn't sound like it, does it?
Nah.
No?
Nah.
This might be it.
Five for Fighting Superman.
Oh, my God. I think this is it. Sean, are we right?
Yeah, it sounds very close.
This is like reuniting Sean with a long-lost lover.
This will bring him back. This will bring him back.
It's not easy.
It is!
Yeah, that's it.
Sean! Blakey, this is the best business that you've ever created.
Five for Fighting Superman. Well done, Sean. You're welcome.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Take advantage of the free service, guys. Jump on board. Invest in, I tell you what, the second this company goes public, buy the shares. Buy the shares.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
It's time to find Australia's fastest servo worker.
In the search continues. I think we've got to be into the 24th or 25th servo worker.
I've got 24 now.
It's a big collection, a huge sample size.
And I was away last week and we nearly had someone beat Gilbert.
You missed out on a second placing last week.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, we did. We called Christy last week at Coles Express in Esperance. 6.58 seconds, just 0.47 of a second off Gilbert, the clubhouse leader. The fastest servo worker in the country to locate a tube of 53 gram Pringles once asked via phone call and locate the price. It's world record pace.
It's so fast. I can't even move across the room in 6 seconds.
Oh, you cannot. Takes you a long time to gather up any speed.
You're saying I'm a bit of a porker still.
Well, I mean, what were you saying? I don't know.
Maybe at age 10 I'd be a slow mover.
Where are we heading tonight?
Tonight we're going to Markula.
Oh, on the sunny coast.
Yeah, Sunshine Coast. I want to go there.
Up
north?
Yeah, no, it's
north?
Very nice.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, about an hour and a half north of Brisbane. I love it up there. That's where I went to high school. Where are we going?
The 7-Eleven, which is weird because you wouldn't imagine that they would have petrol.
They have petrol bowsers.
But they do.
7-Eleven Markula has petrol bowsers. I know the servo station very well. And we definitely need to keep up that it is serving petrol because that's half the battle. Juggling petrol customers with annoying men who call up asking for Pringle prices. Very unfair if we don't have the petrol. So I'm glad that we've double checked the 7-Eleven petrol thing.
And there's
very heavy bowsers up there.
A guy called Jai.
Guy called Jai working at Markula up on the Sunshine Coast at a 7-Eleven. Let's see how speedy and fast servo worker Jai is. Hopefully he picks up.
7-Eleven Markula, how can I help you?
Hi there. I don't usually do this, but I was just wondering, do you stock 53 gram tubes of original Pringles? And if so, how much do they cost?
Yeah, no worries. 53 grams, original one. Yes, sir, it's $4.
Stop the timer. Stop the timer.
Well, he had a portable phone, Lakers. Was he on a mobile?
I think 7
Eleven. Brought you with them to the Pringles.
7-Eleven, they've invested heavily in cordless phones.
Smart.
And they know why, because there's going to be people asking about Pringles. This was a man on the move. This was a guy who read the instructions loud and clear. It feels sub 10 to me.
I reckon that could
it
even
could be.
It
could be a podium finish.
That are we? Fast.
If we've got, I mean, what do we need? Jamie's in third spot at 6.73.
Yep. Fashan, 8.19.
I'm getting very good at earballing times here. It felt like sub 10, but post 6 to me.
Okay.
Somewhere between 6 and 10 seconds. You've got the official timer.
The official time, 9.91.
Whoa. Where does that
not
put him?
Not bad. Sixth place.
Oh, nice. Well done. Well done.
On your Jai.
Sixth place for Jai Markula. No podium for him, but very speedy. Anything sub 10, you've got to be happy with that.
Wow.
Another survey worker done and dusted. Another search is on next Thursday.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Man stops at nothing to look like a cat. Whoa. 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 I mean, this is a guy who, you know, he likes cats, he likes felines. I mean, every now and then you see someone in the news who feels a little like something else. I may not be a man. My physical stature shows I'm a man. I'd like to identify something else. Nothing wrong with that, mate. Nothing wrong with that.
Wasn't there someone recently who identified as a chandelier?
No. She identified as a woman, Chewy Louie, but her husband was a chandelier.
Sorry,
clear lady. Difference.
I got
please,
that wrong.
Please, show some respect. This is the man.
Dennis Abner is a 44-year-old Native American man who goes by the name Catman.
Woo!
Is that...
Kitty likes to scratch.
That sounds like a full-blown tiger. Like
well, it's funny you say that, actually, because he's not just any cat.
Cat's life dream is to transform himself into a tiger, and he's well on the way.
Well on the way? How?
Oh, he's very well on the way.
He's got stripes?
He's got tattooed stripes all over him.
No.
Black, orange, white. Yeah, 100%. This guy, he's well on the way to being a tiger. To be honest, he's probably as close as he can get now. I don't like that he's well on the way to becoming a tiger. Like, it's quite possible that maybe one day he will be an actual tiger.
But like what else can he do apart from the tattoos?
He's got piercings. He's got all sorts going on. He's the human tiger. He's well on the way and he is a human tiger. Probably best to just cut your losses there and don't try and transition into an actual tiger. Why does he like to be a tiger, you may ask?
I'm always related to cats. I've always had a close relationship with cats. I can walk into somebody's house who has cats and go right up to their cats and we're instant friends.
Great. Cats also respond positively to me.
Are you a tiger?
I haven't considered transitioning into a tiger yet, but there have been a couple of pusses that come right up to my shins every now and then, Chewy Louie. This guy is, I like that he's had his little operations with his little mouth as well.
I was going to say, does he sound like he's got something in his mouth?
He's made the side of his lips go up a little bit, so he's got more of that Cheshire cat grin.
Oh my goodness.
He's a tiger. Maybe he's not that bad. Maybe he's not delusional.
But that also works with wild cats, tigers, other animals. I have a very strong instant relationship with them.
Oh, do you though? Do you?
You went to the zoo once.
Yeah. Tiger looked at you, snarled at you through the cage. That's it. It's my calling. Tiger time, baby. He's had many modifications. Like, he's got his ears picked up and we talked about his lips. He's got fangs put in. He's got all sorts of things. My favourite is his latest thing.
Cat's had 12 operations in the last 6 years. His latest implanted metal studs just above his upper lip to hold nylon whiskers.
No. I need to see this.
He's got 8 like little tennis strings. he pops them in his lip and he like twirls them with his claws.
Claws?
Yeah, he's got claws. He's got fingernail claws as well.
Oh, my God.
This man is something else. Oh, I love it. And he has prompted tonight's quiz.
This is the world's hardest quiz.
It is. It's the world's hardest. Tiger. Quiz on 131060. Every single answer has the word or sound. Tiger in there somewhere. Of course, Remington products up for grabs tonight. Get your you on, from hairstylers to shaves and everything you need to ensure you are looking your best. Question number one. The name of one of the American Indian characters in the story of Peter Pan. But what could it be? 131060, world's hardest tiger quiz will be happening next. The name of one of the American Indian characters in the story of Peter Pan. Featuring the word or sound. Tiger. In there somewhere.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
This
is the world's hardest quiz.
It is. It's the world's hardest tiger quiz on 131060. Every single answer has the word or sound tiger in there somewhere due to a man who wants to look like a tiger. And what a great tiger he is turning out to be.
Cat's had 12 operations in the last 6 years. His latest implanted metal studs just above his upper lip to hold nylon whiskers.
Oh, they are lovely whiskers. I'll give him that. Alana in Brisbane, fastest fingers through for the name of one of the American Indian characters in the story of Peter Pan. Hello, Alana.
Hi.
Hello, Alana the banana. Alana the goanna. Alana chilling in the African savannah. Alanibus smoking cannabis.
Oh.
Whoop. Alana, ooh, na, na. Half of my heart is in Alana, ooh, la, la. What's the answer to question number one?
Tiger Lily.
Oh, Tiger Lily is correct. Yeah. Oh, Wendy and her didn't get along, did they?
No, they didn't.
It was tension from the start, both vying for Pan's love. An AFL team from the inner suburbs of Melbourne are called what?
Richmond Tigers.
Yeah, nice. Richmond Tigers is correct. They're from Tigerland, and they're gunning for another premiership. A famous golfer who is also unfortunately famous for liaisons with multiple mistresses.
Tiger Woods.
Oh, Tiger Woods is correct. He's got an insatiable appetite for holes in ones. A low-cost airline with a less than apt reputation.
Tiger Airways.
Oh, God. Tiger. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Book at your own risk. Nah, cheeky domestic's fine. Cheeky domestic from Melbourne
it's
to Sydney.
It's the only thing I fly with, yeah.
Really,
good on a budget.
It is. It's great on a budget. And you'll get there 40% of the time. It's great. Final question. Just like that, all of a sudden you might be getting your you on with Remington, an ointment similar to Deep Heat.
Soothing. Like a bomb.
Whoa, without even getting to the end of the question, I've never seen anything like it.
I'm really smart.
I'm really smart. And really sore. I go through a lot of balm. Lady's got a balm from time to time. Well done. You have scored yourself a Remington product for you to get you on, from hairstylists to shavers and everything you need to ensure you're looking your best. Congratulations, Alana.
Yay, thank you so much.
Yay. The Danny Lakey Late Show.